Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. To God in the highest. Hallelujah. That was a beautiful song by Nathaniel Bassey titled Son of God. I hope you are blessed by that song. Amen. You're welcome back. And here's God's word for the 16th day in March 2024. Why did Jesus come into the world? Part 2. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says, "Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood, for only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We're grateful for a beautiful Saturday that you have made. We also are grateful for your word that you have sent to us today. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts today with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Apart from Jesus coming into the world to destroy the works of the devil, another reason why he came into the world was so that he could die, because it was only through death that he could destroy the devil himself. Beloved, please know that Jesus destroyed or paralyzed the devil when he died on the cross of Calvary for you. Knowing this should make you relax and walk with confidence in this world, because the one who used to parade himself as the king of the universe has been paralyzed. Hallelujah. But it should be known that this only applies to those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, Satan doesn't have what it takes to destroy any genuine child of God who knows his or her rights in Christ. According to the author of Hebrews, the reason people were forced to subject themselves to the devil was because of the fear of death. But that order has changed because Satan no longer has the power of death. Hallelujah. Before the death of Jesus on the cross, the adversary could kill anyone at will, whenever and wherever he wanted. But thanks be to God, because he doesn't have such power again anymore. Hallelujah. Jesus stripped him of all authority to harm God's children. Therefore, every weapon formed against you can no longer prosper. Amen. The Amplified Bible rendering of Colossians chapter 2 verse 15 says, "When he, Jesus, had disarmed the rulers and authorities, those supernatural forces of evil operating against us, he made a public example of them, exhibiting them as captives in his triumphal procession, having triumphed over them through the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. Satan has been permanently disarmed of what he could have used to destroy you. Amen. So, when it comes to you, he is completely powerless. Hallelujah. Unfortunately, because of ignorance, many people have been tricked into joining satanic occultic groups in search of protection from untimely death. Beloved, don't be afraid of death anymore, because Satan cannot kill you at will as he used to do if you know who you are in Christ. In Luke chapter 10 verse 19, Jesus said to his disciples, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Amen. Beloved, the same authority that Jesus gave to his disciples was given to you at new birth. Every believer in Christ Jesus has been given authority over the devil and his cohorts, because what gave Satan the right to kill people at will has been withdrawn from him. Hallelujah. If you're a child of God, then know with certainty that you are superior to Satan. If you live in the consciousness of this reality, you will always have a reason to say what the disciples said in Luke chapter 10 verse 17, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." Hallelujah. Shalom. Let us pray together. Believers, you may say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your only begotten Son into this world to die and paralyze the devil on my behalf. Because of the substitutional death of Jesus on the cross, I declare that Satan and all his cohorts are subject to me. In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles, and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube, and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine. Because my light has come, I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Lima Blaze and Ada Ihi, and they're singing a song titled Good God. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifine. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Some may trust in horses, others in chariots. But I'll trust you, yes, I'll trust you. Even when it doesn't seem like it makes sense, I will trust you, yes, I'll trust you. Forever deep, you know, deep my sight. Many things I forgot, go this side. Many things we forgot, ruin my life. No be say you to keep me for mine. Where I for day if you know day my sight. Many things I for don't go this side. Many things we for don't ruin my life. But hey, you to keep me for mine. Good God, oh, you be good God. You just as sure yourself, you be good God.
Your love is sweeter than yours.